Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're talking about spiritual mentors. Three traits of spiritual mentors. They have a family ministry. It's what we talked about the other day. Today, I want you to see that spiritual mentors have a biblical mission to keep your words and ways grounded in a biblical gospel. The first area that Paul addresses in this passage that we've been looking at is his ultimate mission as a church planter and as a spiritual father. His mission is the church's holiness, their maturity, their sanctification. His main concern is not that they think better thoughts about him. His concern is not that he steals a few people from another team to join his team. His purpose is not to justify himself or make himself look better in their eyes. He's not interested in any of that. His overall goal, his mission, is their holiness of life, to keep their words and ways rooted in the biblical gospel. Notice what he says in verse 14. These things I've written to you to admonish you. The word admonish means to instruct, to teach, and to warn. Paul was warning and instructing the church at Corinth that their path had gotten off the main road. They had drifted off course. And so this letter was serving like those rumble strips on the highway. When you start drifting too far to the right or to the left, you hit those rumble strips and they make that awful, annoying noise. They warn you. You better course correct or it's going to be disastrous for you. So Paul is not writing this letter and addressing these issues because he's trying to win a theological debate. He has genuine fatherly concern for them, as he should because he was their spiritual father. In other words, he was the one who first shared the gospel with them and helped them covenant together to form that body. He was truly concerned about the outcome of their faith and life. He was concerned about their witness in the community. And so he says, I write to warn you and also to remind you about something. And then in verse 17, he says, I sent Timothy to remind you of my ways in Christ. Spiritual mentors concern themselves with you learning, loving, and living out the gospel. And they want to see that gospel seed go into good soil, sprout, and grow. And they want this because they have seen the power of the gospel at work in their own lives. You want a person in your life who is like family to you, who has a mission that's rooted in the gospel, and they offer up their own lives as a model as well. When you pray today, please remember Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the Pemba LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya, Mozambique, Somalia, and Tanzania.